From Washington, this is VOA News. For the second day in a row, a strong earthquake rattled Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.3 earthquake occurred near Kumamoto City at approximately 1:25 a.m. local time Saturday. News reports from Japan say at least six people have been confirmed killed. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told Japanese TV that officials are still trying to assess the damage. He said there is a great possibility that the damage will spread widely, so we must give it all our information on the damage situation and make the rescues and relief. We would also make sure to relay the situation to the people. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. At least nine people were killed in that quake and hundreds of others injured. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited an aircraft carrier sailing in the South China Sea Friday to emphasize the Obama administration's commitment to security in that area. Speaking to reporters on board the USS John C. Stennis, Carter said that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in the region.
It's just a piece of a larger network of security that the United States is part of, and that's the key to keeping peace and stability here. And for the future, that's what we want for everyone, including China.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and has carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.